That does bring you to Nancy. Was she your first recruit?
No, she came in. We had been in business for a year. It just so happens the timing was right. I had been reading about Nancy from Golf World magazine, which was a little tiny 3 or 4 page bulletin, really, at the time. But she, at age 12, she'd done this. And, you know, I mean, she was just kind of phenomenal, a little kid. And as it turned out, she was a senior in high school, and I wanted to recruit her, but so did several other schools. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have a full scholarship. So I went at F.A. Dry, was the athletic director, and before I even tried to recruit her, I went in and I said, if you had the opportunity to recruit O.J. Simpson, that's the time now, O.J. Simpson, would you offer him a half scholarship? And he said, of course not. And I said, well, I've got an O.J. Simpson. Will you allow me to get a full scholarship and trust me? He said, I trust you. You're doing good.
Very good.
So that was my, you know, okay, now we go. So I flew down on a private plane with Buddy Phillips, head business in El Paso, and I had another recruit I was looking at in El Paso. So we made a stop in Roswell. Nancy picked us up at the airport, took us back to her home. She's a delightful mother and father. I cannot tell you how much I absolutely love that family. We sat down on the floor and went through the scrapbook and drank hot chocolate, and it was an immediate report.
Mm.
Her mother and dad, Domingo and Maria, they were just unbelievable. They both had a third grade education. They met sharecropping. He had a knack for mechanics and ended up taking care of the landowner's equipment, and they set up a little shop. And he and Maria went out and played golf in the public golf course. They liked golf. And Nancy would stroll along behind them with a little tiny cutoff club. And next thing you know, she's hitting the ball into them, past them. And that's how she started her golf.
Shortly after she graduated from Goddard High School in Roswell, New Mexico, she played in the U.S. Women's Open as an amateur, first in 74 and again in 75, where she tied for second.
Yeah.
She must have, by this time, come to the attention of other schools, too, hadn't she?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yes, but I had her. Then, as it turns out, she was awarded the Colgate Scholarship, full scholarship. So it freed up a scholarship at Tulsa. Yeah. It's just delightful, and I knew we'd have her for 2 years and we shouldn't have her for any more because her talent was so special in the way she thought about golf, and so, which is all due to her dad, that she was going to really blossom.
Right.
And, but, of course, she did.
But when you went to her home and you connected, you hadn't seen her play golf in person, had you? So you were just going on the attention of the magazine you read about, and you knew what she'd been doing, and based on the report, and then the fact that the two of you connected, you knew you had something there.
Yep. It was just one of those things. I don't know how else to put it, but it was just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Like the song, you know, it just, we still keep in contact. In fact, all three of her daughters graduated from Auburn.
Oh, my. We'll get to that Auburn story, too, in a minute.
Wow.
But as a freshman in 76, she was named All-American and Female Athlete of the Year. And that year, she won the Association of Intercollegiate Athletes for Women. That's AIAW, National Intercollegiate Gold Championship. It was a member of the U.S. Curtis Cup and World Amateur Teams. Voila. I mean, this was like a young Tiger Woods.
Absolutely. And she had the personality, her daddy would say, Nancy, if you smile, everybody will love you.
Yes, it was beautiful.
And Nancy, if you cry, you can't see. I mean, these were wonderful, simple, but so potent things that he put in her mind. And he said, time is valuable. Don't waste it.
Yeah.
And I've always remembered it.
that magic that happened between the two of you, it may not have happened when you came in there. You might have been kind of a different kind of personality, and she felt funny about you. So it was that magic that we say that happens between people that made this work.
Right. Yeah. It was, as I say, to this day, I think about her parents and how much I love them. Every Christmas, Maria would make me a whole pot of the most marvelous tamales for Christmas. And we had just such a close, oh my gosh, what a wonderful, wonderful based family that was.
She leaves TU after her sophomore year to turn pro in 1977. Were you supportive of her doing that?
Absolutely. It was time for her to make a hit on the LPGA. There was money needed. In fact, at the end of her freshman year, I said, one more year, Nancy, and it's time to go. And her parents agreed. It was just time to do it. She was ready, and the stage was waiting for her.
You hated to see her go, but you knew it was right.
Oh, of course. I missed her. She's fun.
She was the only woman to win LPGA Rookie of the Year, Player of the Year, and the VAR Trophy in the same season in 1978.
Well, was she ready or was she ready?
I guess so. I guess she was ready, right. She would have been 19, 20 years old.
Yeah. And everywhere she went, she had the audience, the people, the players in the palm of her hand.
Yeah.
She was just so popular. Went so good.
She had charisma, didn't she?
She sure did. Million-dollar smile and just was so appreciative.
What was the best part of her game?
Her confidence in herself.
Wow.
I call inner conceit. She was full of inner conceit. She didn't show it, but that would have been rude, you know. And I use that with my team. You know, I said, you've got to have inner conceit. You've got to wake up tomorrow, look in the mirror and say, I am so good. You know, and keep it inside yourself. The wonderful putter had the ability, if she had a bad shot, she'd let it go and continue on. I mean, she's just a good player.
Yeah. So
all around.
You've seen so many, many players, whether you recruited them or not, but you knew they had the ability and they had the skill, but they didn't have this, I'm going to call it mental toughness that you talked about with Nancy. Would that be true?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of players that if they just, you've got to have that mental toughness. I've seen a lot of wonderful players on the edge of being great and just never could bring it through. Interesting. And I was lucky to have a daughter who had a ton of mental toughness, Melissa.
I want to get to that.